It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Many ways to discuss the brilliance of the great Steve Cropper, who celebrates a birthday today. 80 years old today. But Soul Man is really well known from Sam and Dave, and that is just a super tight guitar line that Steve Cropper plays here, playing with Booker T and the MGs and Sam and Dave and just dozens and dozens of people through the years. Incredibly talented guitarist, Otis Redding. Of course, star of the Blues Brothers, where he played himself as a guitarist in the Blues Brothers band. Producer as well for a lot of stuff. Steve Cropper, just a brilliant guitarist. Love his work. He is 80 years old today. Happy birthday, Steve Cropper. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. A brand new book is out, Wrath, America Enraged, written by Peter Wood, who has written a number of books through the years, including one from 2007 called A Bee in the Mouth, Anger in America, which somewhat predicted this era of political wrath. Peter Wood, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
So this book, Wrath, has a very specific title. When you use that word wrath, and perhaps not anger, how do you make that differentiation? What's the difference to you?
Well, I'm making it at several levels. First of all, wrath is a far more intense form of the kinds of political and public anger we've seen in recent decades. But I think it's more than that. The wrath refers to the collision between a suppression of the constitutional liberties and rights of Americans and their sense that no alternative is available to them under the law, that the political process and the courts have shut them down. So with nowhere to turn to with your anger, it turns into a destructive fury, which is what I'm calling wrath. I think there's a collective side to it as well. While individuals can be very angry and sometimes described as wrathful, wrath invokes the sense of a collective outrage, a body of people who find in common that their rights have been stolen from them.
This is a big question, I think. Is this a permanent change? Has the American populace been changed in a way that could take decades to shift directions? Are we permanently changed?
Well, my pessimistic answer to that is yes, we have. Emotional temperament is not something that can be switched on and off overnight. It is part of what we get through maturation and education. Children grow up in households in which either they are shown and lived through the models of emotional control and temperance, or they don't. If you grow up in an atmosphere in which the prestige adheres to showing how mean you can be, that's the kind of adult you're going to be as well. Now, we've been going through this slow-motion transformation from a culture of emotional control to one of outright emotional expression for at least half a century. And I would imagine it's going to take at least that long to recover from it if we're going to. There's no sort of law of nature here, no principle of gravity that is going to restore us to our senses. It all comes down to how we construct our families and what sort of relationship exists between the cultivation of virtue in the family and the emergence of a civil order in which that virtue predominates. That's not happening right now very much.
Is there a component of revenge in American politics today that did not exist in years past?
Well, that's a complex question. I would think if you go back to the Adams versus Jefferson election, and we're a country in which a high-spirited reprisal has often been in our politics, and with a country that had a civil war, I wouldn't want to say that revenge has been absent from the American character. John Wilkes Booth himself was an American, after all. But that said, I think it's much more fluidly a revenge tragedy these days, with many more people thinking that it's within their rights to take up against their enemies chase them into the restroom and harass them in restaurants and things like that. That's revengeful behavior. They're not an argument. They're aiming to humiliate a foe, and the foe is defined as somebody who holds or espouses opinions different from one's own. I don't see that kind of behavior a whole lot on the right, although this public chant at football games of these days against Biden has an element of that. There's a sort of gleeful, you're going to shut us up everywhere else, well, you can't shut us up here aspect to it. I don't think that's a great thing, but on the other hand, I appreciate that it's just words, and we're not seeing physical attacks on people. The other side is using physical attacks.
Final question for Peter Wood, author of the new book, Wrath, America Enraged. You write that wrath is a dangerous weapon. You must use it wisely to avoid self-injury. So what are your recommendations if this is a semi-permanent state, perhaps, as you alluded to earlier? How do Americans who perhaps feel this way best use that wrath?
I think they use it by forcefully commandeering the law wherever they can. That is, we need to resort to civil disobedience in the form of refusing to abide by unjust edicts. We need to gather as a collectivity rather than being a mass of isolated and demoralized individuals. So we need to speak to each other. We need our own social media, because the social media themselves are now being used to suppress any dissenting opinions. There is a groundswell of organization that takes its most vivid form right now in the flooding of school board meetings across the country by parents who are outraged at seeing the neo-racist agenda being foisted on their children, and transgenderism and other things they find repugnant being implemented in their lives by the force of the state. Now, that public action is being met by Attorney General Merrick Garland with the idea that anybody who engages in it is the equivalent of a domestic terrorist. I think he's wrong-footed himself, because Americans know they are not terrorists when they speak out forcefully, and use the instruments of civil disobedience to score their points. There are a lot more detailed things one could say about this, but in general, I'd say don't become demoralized. Don't misplace your wrath in the form of petty violence. Channel that wrath into a deep, constructive engagement with winning this culture war. And as a short form, it's the best I can say.
Peter Wood, the author of the new book, Wrath, America Enraged, also president of the National Association of Scholars. Peter, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
There's Peter Wood. He also wrote a book last year, a good one too, called 1619. You can check that out as well. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.